الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. From time to time we have to struggle for our deen. Sometimes the enemy of Islam, they bring some topics confusing the Muslim or claim that the Islam is not a just religion, so they have their children in everywhere. One of the Muslim country, there is a hot case came in a TV. And what happened? A man who claimed he study the Sharia and he memorized the Quran when he was 6 years old, and he studied the fiqh and the Sharia of Islam. He got a woman in the public TV, channel number one, and he made a contract of right hand possesses. Milkul Yameen, call it by Milkul Yameen. So what did he say? He said, Laysa haram, it's not haram that any woman in Islam whom she is free, the free woman, haram for her to wear the hijab. But the right hand possesses, she has right in Islam to uncover the hair, the chest, the arm, and she could wear a short clothes up to the knees, meaning he is a big invitation for all women. And he got, of course, the dalil. He's trying to be, I'm going to tell you what he did say. He said the right hand possesses in Islam, he said this is the solution for all the generation. Any woman who reject al-hijab to cover herself, she could be a right hand possesses to uncover herself, hair, arm, neck, and even the legs up to the knees. And what did he say? So it is a great invitation for all. This woman is a good news to make, inshallah, akhi, inshallah, sit down, inshallah. This is a class of ilm all the time as far as Bayurit, inshallah. Try to learn in this case because we need to answer the people, inshallah. So what did he say? Number two, he said it is a good news for those who reject al-hijab. But in order to reject al-hijab to be in legality, she could offer herself as a right hand possesses for someone to take her, and that time the Sharia will permit her to uncover herself. And of course he got evidence, I'm going to show you this evidence. That's what he said. Number two, he said, in order the woman to offer herself as a right hand possesses, she could, without any witness, she could offer herself without any witness. She doesn't need any witnesses. She doesn't need any mahr, dowry, bridal money. And she doesn't need any registrations. The only contract in order to offer herself, she used Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. They came and they give example of how she offered herself in the TV. The point is not individual case now. The point is a lot of people welcome it in a different Muslim country. That's a problem. Because we saw article here and there from all the Muslims, they welcome this idea. You understand? So what did he say? What he did? He got a woman in front of him, he claimed he's a scholar, and he gave himself as a first case, and he's struggling because he has the truth. And he's challenging with any scholar to give evidence like him to show that's legal in Islam to do that. So what did he do? He set the woman in front of him, and of course he invites people to make like a ceremony, big ceremony. And then after that, the woman, she said, مَلَّكْتُكَ نَفْسِي عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. What's milk malaktu? It's mean milk ul yamin. What did he said? I possess it, you for myself. Should that mean she offer herself to be he, exactly he own, to be controlled by him, by the book of Allah. By the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they use the book of Allah, number two. Then after that, the man, after she offered herself as a right hand possess, after she offered herself, he said, you know, he said, قَابِلْتُ وَكَتَبْتُكِ عَلَى سُورَةِ الْإِخْلَاصِ. He said, I accept this correspondence by the book of Allah, especially after she recites Surah Al-Ikhlas. Then after that, he told her, you are free completely to divorce yourself anytime. Look at this, a way of marriage, to make it legally. You have right the ismah, the control will be in your hand anytime. So, the only thing in order to free yourself from me, to be a free woman, you could come and offer and say, I free myself from you without any registration, without any witnesses, by the book of Allah. And she recites Surah Al-Ikhlas again in order to separate herself from him. Separate himself from sin. And what did he say? He challenging. Group of scholars came and he sat down and he claimed he graduated in Sharia, in the fiqh and the hadith. And number one, he said, we have evidence in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is the evidence? Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Walladina hum li furujihim hafidhun illa ala azwajihim aw ma malakat aymanuhum fa innahum ghayru malumin. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Mu'minun, that is the first evidence to offer it. He said, Allah, he said, and those who guard their chastity, right? It means their private parts, from illegal sexual acts, captive and slave. What does that mean? Except from their wife or captive or slave. Then they free themselves that their right hand possess. Meaning is, any Muslim in Islam, he has to guard his private part from illegal sexual acts, except from two: his wives and right hand possesses. What is the right hand possesses? As you know, it has a two different interpretation. Captive female, number two, a slave female. That is the first one that he said, all of us, we are free to have legal sexual act with our wife and right hand possesses. Allah said that in the Quran. Then, what did he say? قَالَ يَقُولُ نَحْنُ كَمُسْلِمِينَ الْيَوْمِ نعقد الأمور أكثر من اللازم. We are a group of Muslims today in all over the Muslim country. We make the case very complicated and very difficult for those who need to marry. هذا كان مباح أيام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was permitted in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba Karam. And the Sahaba, they have right hand possesses. So why we don't have that without any legal marriage, like the normal marriage which the people agreed upon today in all over the Muslim country? Why? Because he said, we have our view to the right hand possesses. It is wrong. It is not a wrong. It is a compassion. It is a mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah, he gave it to his believers. And then also Mut'ah. Why the Muslim doesn't go for Mut'ah too? This is idea was welcomed, except especially for those who are follow the school of Shia today, because it's permitted in the sects. It is a kind of way Instead, you come to the Muslim in Sunnah today and say, Mut'a, to marry the woman in a contract, temporary contract. People in Sunnah, they don't accept this because the Prophet ﷺ forbid it in Khaybar. So they came with a different way, which is the right hand they possess. And for your information, there is a lot of Muslim all over the countries, especially some of the royal families, they have this idea today. Therefore, we need to stand up to explain it to the people. You may find some of the individual royal, they got women from Taiwan, from Philippines, from all over, and you may find couple of hundred right hand possesses, and they use it until today. Therefore, this case, they bring it up today, and I found Muslim from all over, they love the idea. I said, if it's permitted in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, let's go ahead. Why? Because the marriage now, it's became like very difficult for the young. So under the right hand possesses, any man who are 16, 17, 18 years old, any female who she are 16, 17 years, she can go for right hand possesses. No mahra, no dowry, no witnesses they need, and no in registration. It is free to have them. Then after that, what did he say? Hadith of Rasulullah fi sahih. He bring the second after he give the Quran, and this is right. The Quran is ayah, is clear. You guarding your private part except from two, your wife and the right hand possesses. Right hand possesses captive woman or slave. And we need to ask the question: is there any slavery today? Because we hear today some people travel to Africa and they have such a kind of girl is like this. And slavery also, they bought certain Africa or Asia. Some people, because they took advantage again is the family members, the father is suffering economically. He doesn't have food to feed his children. So in the end, he found no solution except he sell one of his son or sell his daughter. And some Muslim, who those who has money all over the Muslim country, they travel to get this woman and they bought them from their family members. This should be for example for khutbah. And inshallah we offered one khutbah, but quick. He said the second evidence that the Prophet he permitted, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the two sahih Bukhari wa Muslim, it's authentic hadith, we have no doubt, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَوْرَةُ الرَّجُلْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا بَيْنَ صُرَّتِهِ وَرُكْبَتَيْهِ. The awrah, the private part for the man in his salah, while he offering his salah, from where? From the belly button up to the underneath. That your awrah should be covered, must covered in the salah. In the top area, some of the certain Sahaba, they used to pray because they are poor without covering the top. So, but the awrah for the man is start from the belly button up to the knees, under the knees. Look at the second part of the hadith. He said, وَعَوْرَةُ الْأَمَا كَعَوْرَةُ الرَّجُلِ. The awrah for the captive or slave female, the same like the man in the salah. Meaning from this one, this authentic hadith, the meaning actually the women are who are captive woman or slave, her awra should be like the man who offering the salah. The awra for this woman will start from the belly button up to the knees. Meaning the woman, she could uncover the hair, the arms, the chest, and the legs up to the knees. But awra will be haram for her to show any part under the belly button up to the knees. They said, ask me if this is hadith. Yes, I cannot deny. It's in Bukhari or Muslim. But they don't understand what's going on. They don't go for detail to explain. They took from the outer and right away they catch it in order to confuse the Muslim in the religion. Then, فَطَالَمَا أَبَاحَ الشَّرْعُ ذَلِكَ فَلَهَا أَنْ تَكْشِفَ. If the Shari'ah permitted her to do that, she has right So it is an invitation, good news for all the Muslims everywhere. If she need to uncover all this part, she could offer herself as a captive or a woman or a slave woman, like what you call it in Islam, right hand possesses, and she will be legally, it will be halal for her to do that. Then after that, answering, to answer this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in order to understand this fact, كانت in Islam, in a certain time of Islam, it was in Jahiliyya, and when the Islam came in the land of Arabia that time and accepted certain action from Jahiliyya. Like as we told you before, in the beginning of Islam, number of the Sahaba, they used to drink wine. Allah mentioned that in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Oh, you who believe, don't come and offer your salah while you are drunk. A meaning in the beginning of Islam was permitting for the Sahaba to drink. Until 13 years is over, some of the Sahaba, they used to drink. It is a fact. And when the Sharia, that is the Prophet ﷺ, migrated to Mecca, to Medina, what happened? All the strict ayat, because the heart was cleaned. The faith and the aqidah became strong in the heart of the believer. So the Islam doesn't bring or did not bring the Sahaba and deal with them. Haram, 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 haram. Take them step by step until the iman became what? Strong in the heart. So the Islam, when came, accepted this position to accept the right hand they possess. That what is the right hand that possesses mean? What does that mean for them? The man he used to own, call it Sayyid. The Sayyid, he used to own the girl as a slave. Or they have a war and they caught certain female and they call it Sabaya. So what does that mean? He used to own her completely. So he has right to go and meet her without any marriage. In Islam, without any marriage, and take her and like his wife. That time, this is called amatu al-istikhdam, amatu al-istikhdam, wa amatu al-ibtizal. Ama meaning, yes, in that time it was permitted in the beginning of Islam until a couple of years, yes. Any Muslim or any believer used to have a right, well, he has right to meet her in bed with a condition. You call it the ama, a captive woman or a slave for use and for trightness. Trightness or common blessedness. That's called it, this woman. They used to get this woman because she is a slave woman, yes, so they use her in this purpose to serve, for service. And in a matter of fact, also cannot be like the free woman. That is was accepted in the beginning of Islam. And as you know, my dear brother and sister in Islam, Islam came to free the people from slavery. Because as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, لقد خلق الله أبناء آدم أحرار. Allah created the children of Adam free without any slavery. And then certain time لعارض. What does that mean? Though these captive women or these slave female in the beginning of Islam, it was only permitted for a temporary time. Temporary time. And what is a temporary time? Call it like what? Use her for a temporary time without any making or equality between her and a free woman. Now, it is not allowed for us to use this kind of slavery today in our generation, because Islam forbid this kind of relation or to have, except one thing. If the two Muslim army and the enemy, the disbeliever, they fighting each other and there is a certain woman became under the Muslim or the captive woman, this is called captive woman, it still exists. But the slave woman, there is no any woman today are a slave. You know what does that mean? Slave meaning is, if we continue this law, that means this woman, if she, her Sayyid, her master, meet her in a bed and they have a children, these children should be also a slave like her. Meaning if we accept this idea, the idea we create a new generation of slavery again, and which the Islam forbidding at all in the end when the Islam became strong and tight. The man he gave offer, he said, Umar ibn Khattab, when he used to see any servant or any a slave female, he used to beating her in order to uncover her. To uncover her. Again, yes, it is true. He did not treat both of the women equally. The woman, the slave woman, should be without covering the hair in the time of Islam. And then after that, we have to understand this slavery, it is only for tritheness, for a certain temporary time. Until the Prophet, in the beginning of Islam, the mut'a, temporary contract of marriage, was permitted. Do you have idea the mut'a? Mut'a was an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, until after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to approve it. That's why the Shia, they took it from Ibn Abbas, but they don't want to read the rest of it. They don't know, they don't need what Ibn Abbas did in the end. When the Ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, they came to Ibn Abbas and they told him, Ibn Abbas, he wasn't with us. When the Prophet in Khaybar, he stood up, he said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, Allah used to permit you to deal with this too. The temporary marriage, which you call it mut'a, mut'a. Number two, to eat the civilian donkeys. Allah made it haram for you. So the Prophet, before he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khaybar was in the end of the battles, or the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he forbid this kind of marriage. And then after that, it became haram. Ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Umar, they challenging heart with Ibn Abbas, until Ibn Abbas said, if Rasulullah sallallahu said that, that became haram. But the people until today, they use the mut'a. Millions of Muslims all over the world to marry the girl for contract marriage, temporary marriage. Do you know what's temporary marriage? You could get the woman and you give her gifts. It's like a dowry. And you tell her, you are my wife until tomorrow morning 6 o'clock. And automatically the marriage will be dissolved. The marriage will be finished, terminated. You don't need from me to tell you, go, you are divorced. The divorce will take in place until 6 o'clock. Could be 1 week, could be 2 weeks, could be 1 month. And a lot of people, they did that today. Wallahi, I discovered here in this country that a lot, when I see, because Allah, he put me in this test, when I moved to different masajid, I found some of those who claim they are Muslim, they still using the girl and they marry them, especially from the disbeliever, as a mut'a. And in the end, they have children from them, but they marry the woman without dowry, without approval from the father or the wali, and without any witnesses. And in the end, what they did, they offer for her the Quran. Here your dowry. That the same thing, the guy, he put the idea. When the woman sat in the front of him, he said, offer yourself as a right hand possessor to me by the book of Allah. Look at the words. By the book of Allah, and they put Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Wallahu Ahad, as an agreement of contract, as a dowry. Same thing, same idea. What I say, it is up to this moment, because the time is over for me. It is like appetizer. I don't talk about the right hand of Jesus yet, and what is the Sharia said, and what we have to answer these people, because it's danger. It's danger now. People like it, especially the prostitutes, especially those who need to have the girlfriend. They found access today, and they say, you know, all the Sharia approved it. Here is a scholar. He studied the Sharia and he offered any challenging heart. You ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all the Muslim community, but I owe you the rest. I did not complete it yet. We're going to complete it inshallah. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect all of us from the enemy of Islam, protect all the Muslim society. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to understand our deen. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to defeat those who has a hatred and jealousies and the enemy against the Muslim in everywhere. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for every Muslim in all over the world, and save all of us from the ignorance, save all of us from the fitna in this life. Save all our children, our father, our mother, our Muslim community, inshallah, from all the shaitan is campaign, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to bless this jama'ah and to gather us to understand our deen. Be with us, inshallah, next six lives. Jalakumullah khair. Subhanallah wa hamdik. Shalala. Astaghfirullah wa atubu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.